The Salvation Army's annual food drive is underway. It started on February 28th, and it goes for about a month to support Minnesota's families who just don't have enough food to eat. Joining us now is Paul Deakins. He is the Executive Director of Development for the Salvation Army of the North. And I'm wondering, Paul, how serious is this situation? I don't often hear about a food drive from the Salvation Army. Is the need greater this year?
Oh, it's incredibly greater this year. And, you know, I think as we've been doing this for over 150 years, getting out and helping individuals with shelter, food, and care. And food this year really is really what we're seeing. We're seeing, a huge impact from inflation. Inflation is up. There's a study out that Minnesota has the average increase in someone's salary or monthly expenses is about $800, and so the cost for us to fill up, to put food on our tables continues to get greater, and people are having to make decisions about rent versus putting food on our tables. So, this year. This past year in 23, we had 7.3 million visits to our Minnesota food shelves, and that's up by 2 million from the year previously. So we're seeing an incredible increase in the need for food in our community.
Has this been exacerbated by the virus that just ravaged the nation and the world?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think everything kind of falls into that. We've been seeing that where there is just it's kind of the perfect storm of everything, whether it's inflation or people's just environments. We're seeing things change. You know, three-fourths of U.S. households right now report that they're living paycheck to paycheck. And so it's just people are having to make decisions, again, as I said earlier, decisions about what to spend their money on. And is it putting food on our tables for our families, or is it paying rent, or is it utility bills, all those different items.
You're being really benevolent and talking about how families are impacted, but the Salvation Army is impacted in its ability to help these families.
Absolutely. Because as food costs have increased for us as well, and I think that's one of the bigger items is, our food costs have also doubled this year. And so the reason we're really pushing for this food drive is to help replenish our shelves so that we can help more individuals as they come in.
How can people help, and what are you doing to help to increase, I'm going to say, the pantry or the stockpile of food so you can help homeless, and I'm not homeless, but people who are hungry in our communities?
Absolutely. Well, we're doing a couple different things. I think with the food drive itself, people can definitely start saving and collecting non-perishable goods, and they can drop those off at any one of our food collections. We have 75 different drop-off areas in the Twin Cities, and I'll name those in a little bit, but they can do that. They can also donate online. Every little bit of financial help also allows us to help replenish those stores, as well as volunteering. We will, for this particular food drive, we'll need help volunteers unloading trucks, weighing food, stocking shelves, all those different things. It's one, they say it takes a village, and it's true. In order to pull off something like this, it really does help in all different fronts of how to do that.
So manpower is important in this as well. So you can volunteer to load or unload a truck or to make deliveries as well?
That's correct. Yes. So we've got unloading vehicles, we've got weighing food, and they can sign up on our website, which is salvationarmynorth.org. We've got links there so people can sign up and help. Or if they can also collect food and drop it off at one of our locations to collect those food items.
I'm getting a text here. One of our listeners wants to know, Paul, if they can hold a food drive themselves.
They absolutely can, and I would have them call our office and we can help set that up. I think one of the things that we have encouraged people to do, if they want to host their own, they can do that. And then, as you mentioned, the last day, March 28th, of the food drive, we're having a big collection event out at the Care 11 parking lot, and we'll be able to, they can drop those foods, the different foods off there as well.
What are some of the drop-off points for those who have already collected and they want to give help right now at the early part of this drive?
Yeah, great question. We're partnering with Blaze Credit Union, Slumberland Furniture, Maury's Auto Dealers, Schuler Shoes, and then at any one of our Salvation Army thrift stores. So there's barrels there that they can drop them off, and they'll be collected right away and get right into our food shelves.
Is this the most stark project that you've had to work on in terms of helping people? I know the Salvation Army, Paul, has a long history, a wonderful history of working in our communities. People like Dan and Jasmine, you know, all these folks are helping. But how does this rank with the number of projects that you do as the director of development? Where does this fall?
It falls huge. I think, you know, one of the things that I oversee a lot of different things, but this project does, I think, you know, I'm sitting here with a bunch of stats in front of my table here, Freddie, but I think at the end of the day, people are hurting. And I think this is a way that we can definitely help people right away by providing food for individuals and for families that are struggling. The face of hunger is changing. I think it's definitely, you know, it's starting to creep up even more into the middle class, and I think we're finding people are just one crisis or one medical expense or one situation away from really needing some help. And so that's why it's important to me, and I hope that, you know, people can rally behind us and help put the food shelves, get them stocked back up so that we can continue to serve the needs of individuals in our community.
All right. Give us some instruments. How can we donate online? What's the telephone number? Let's go through that drill.
Sure. All right. Well, as I mentioned before, you can go online and look at SalvationArmyNorth.org or .org. You can find information there about the food drive as well as for areas to volunteer. You can also drop them off at any one of our 75 locations, and I mentioned those earlier: Blaze Credit Union, Slumberland Furniture, Morey's Auto Dealers, Schuler Shoes, and Salvation Army Thrift Stores. And then if there are individuals that do need help right now, Freddie, I encourage them to call our main line, which is 651-746-3400, and we'd love to help out wherever we can.
I know you mentioned just a second ago that you've got a lot of stats in front of you. I'm just curious, if I were to give $50, what does that translate into in terms of helping people to eat tonight?
Yeah, $50 will, you know, again, because we have some buying power, I think that's what's really, really great is, you know, $50 would feed a family of three for a couple weeks. So $20 would be able to provide 40 pounds of food. And so I think that's what's the exciting thing is because we have partnerships, we're able to really help multiply that. You know, $100 would provide a meal for 125 children. I think that's an incredible stat. And, you know, $1,000 would, you know, stock a food shelf for a whole day. So it's amazing what you can do with cash. Last year we raised over the equivalent at least for 2.2 million pounds of food, and we're excited about that. But as costs increase, you know, the need is definitely there.
Understood. Paul, do you have a final thought for our Twin Cities audience this morning and those listening even around the world?
I would love to. I think just to remember that that times are tough right now, and that if you have an opportunity to help out others in our community, I ask you to consider either providing food, financial support, or getting out there and helping as a volunteer.
It's a big food drive, February 28th through March 29th, the Salvation Army's annual drive to put food on the table for our fellow Minnesotans. Paul Deakins, the Director of Development, joining us this morning. Thank you so much for sharing important details and calling us to arms, so to speak, with the Salvation Army.
Freddie, thank you so much, and we appreciate KMOJ for helping us get the word out.